We continue while learning the Nishma stuff. We are in Kalim, Pereches, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah is going to speak about a base Seor. Seor is sourdough. Base just means not a house. It's a Kli Cheres. It has compartments. It actually has, this container has actually two separate compartments. So that's the base Seor. And it's Mukav Patsamid Pasil. So Tsamid Pasil, we may know that phrase from Parsha Schukas. When we speak about an earthenware vessel that is tightly fastened, and in that way it can protect the contents from Tumas Mace. So anything that's inside won't become Tame Mace if it's in the room in an Ohel HaMace, because it's tightly fastened. So the Mishnah here says like this, Beis Seor Mukav Tzamid Pasil. Here you have this container that holds sourdough. It's made of cheres, and it's Mukav Tzamid Pasil. It's completely fastened. There's a sealed cover around the top. And now you place this base seor, this container, into a cheres, a tanur made of cheres. Hasaur vahasheretz bisocho vahakeretz beintayim. If there is sourdough and a dead sheretz inside this container, and there's a wool between them, which means, as we said, this sourdough container has two separate compartments, and there is a wall that separates them. One has the seor inside, and the other has the dead sheretz. That's what it means. Ha seor v'hasheretz bisocho v'hakeretz beintayim. So there is there's seor, sourdough, on one side of this container, of this the earthenware base seors. There's sourdough on one side, and the other side there's a dead sheretz. And remember, this whole base seor container, which has two parts in it, one has sourdough on one side, there's a mechitza between it and the dead sheretz on the other side, it's now completely submerged into a tanur. Says the Mishnah, HaTanur Tamei VaHaSeor Tahur. The tanur becomes Tamei from the sheretz that's inside this base seor, this container, because the tumah, somehow we'll have to explain why, the tumah of the sheretz comes out of the container into the tanur to make the tanur tamei from the dead sheretz. But the seor, the sourdough, is actually in the container that has this mechitza, this wool between it and the sheretz, that is tahor. So what's this based on? So the Bar Tanur tells you this is based on the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph, where it says mikol ha'ochel asher yeochel. So this speaks about where you have a tanur, and we're explaining that the tanur is able to become tame from the sheretz. That's because the pasuk says mikol ochel asher yeochel. What's mikol? Mikol means from the food. Velo kol ha'ochel. What's the drasha? Parak, this excludes the mukaf tzamid pasil b'chli cheres. This is where you have an earthenware vessel that's completely closed on top. V'nasun, and there's a dead sheretz inside. V'nasun l'socha tanur, and it's now placed all the way into the tanur. She'eno mitamei me'avir ha'tanur. That doesn't become tamei from the airspace of the tanur if the tanur is tamei. But what it is able to do is it is able to mimetame the tanur. So only when you have a sealed earthenware kli, that stops the tumah from coming into it from the tanur. That's mikol ha'ochel, which means the tanur, if there's a dead sheretz in the tanur, that will be metame certain clay cheres that are placed inside the tanur that are not fastened. But if they are fastened tightly, then any tumah, dead sheretz that's in the tanur, will not be metame anything, food that's inside a kli cheres that's in the tanur, because it's tightly fastened. Only sometimes when it's not tightly fastened. When it's tightly fastened, so mikola ochelna, so then it's not going to be betame any food in there. But that's all referring to the tumah that's in the tanur affecting the food that's in the kli that's in the tanur. But what about the tanur being affected by tumah that's in that kli? So we learn from here that it's the inference is this kli cheres that's sealed is able to protect tumah from coming into the kli. But it does doesn't protect Tama from her going out of the Kli. So therefore, the Tanur becomes Tame from the Sheretz that's in the, it is in the airspace of the Tanur, is it not? Because this Kli is inside the Tanur. So therefore, even though it's fastened, it's going to actually bring the Tumah of the Sheretz into the Tanur. That is, that's the Drasha. And then he adds on, says the Bar Tanur, Ava Kli Shetef, Eino matzil b'tzamid pasil ala ochlem shebesocha. But it's klishetef. Klishetef means kelim that can be immersed in a mikvah to make them tahor. That's obviously not klicheres. That's what we call klishetef. Metal, wood, and the like. So those will not protect, even with a tightly fastened cover, will not protect that which is inside from becoming tameh. The pasuk in Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash Halacha says, Kol ha'ochel lahavi hamukaf tzamid pasil b'kli shetef. The word kol, all ochel, v'nasin l'socha tanur. If you have a metal kli that's inside a tanur and it's completely fastened, she'eino matzil miyad kli cheres, that's not going to help you to protect any tumah from coming in from the kli cheres from the tanur. So, but for our purposes, this base sa'or, so here we have this earthenware double compartment container that has sourdough on one side and a dead sheretz on the other side. So the dead sheretz doesn't affect the sourdough because there's a mechitza separating them. But that's what it means, the sa'or is tahor. But yet the tanur that it's submerged, that it's placed inside, the tumah will, even though this kli, this double container base sa'or, the sourdough container is tightly fastened, as a mukaf tamid pasil, it will, the tanur will become tamid from the dead sheretz that's inside this kli that's in the tanur, because in the end of the day, the kli is in the, and the dead sheretz is in the airspace of the tanur. Then the Mishnah says, "Im haya kezayis min hames." Let's say it's there's a kezayis. It's not a dead sheretz, but rather it's tumas mace. It's a kezayis from a mace is in this container, not a sheretz. Hatanur v'habayis tame vasa or tahor. So once again, we have it's on. We have this wall in between, and we say the tumah is able to come out and make the bais, make everything in the everything in the house tameh. So the tanur is tameh, you know, because even though this container, the sourdough container, was mukaf tzamid pasil, was tightly fastened, nonetheless, the tumah comes out. So the tumah comes out into the tanur. In fact, the tumah comes out into the whole house, assuming this tanur is in a house and there's a roof over there. So there's tumah in the house. So the same way the tanur becomes tameh from the kezayis min hames, the whole house becomes tameh. And this is even though this kezayis min hames is in a tightly fastened kli cheres that has sa'or inside. Nonetheless, the tumah comes out, but tumah won't come in, as we know. But v'hasa'or tahor, but the sa'or, the sourdough that's on the other side of the mechitza, inside that kli itself, is going to be tahor. It's not going to be affected at all because it's blocked completely by that mechitza. In yesham poseach tefach, well, let's say there's an opening, a tefach, in the middle of that wall, we said there's a wall that separates the two compartments of this base sa'or. But if the opening it's tefach by a tefach, that has significance in the laws of Tumas Meis and Oel. So then, hakol tameh, everything's tameh. Not only everything in the house, any kalim in the house, people in the house, and the oven, of course, but even the sa'or, even the sourdough itself. Because once you have a tefach, tefach opening, then the Tumas Meis comes straight through that wall, that mechitza, and will affect not only the tanur and everything in the room, but even the sa'or itself. Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. Hasheretz Shenimsa Ba'ayin Shel Tanur. Ayin, what is an ayin? So the Bar Tanur says, Hu Chor Ke'ein Ayin. It's a hole. It looks like an eye. She'osin B'Tanur Lahutzi Ashan. You put it in the, it's a vent. You put a hole in the tanur, so that you're able to, the smoke is able to come out. Uchshe machnisin hapas l'tanur, when you put the pas into the oven, so then you close it up, shelo yetzachum, so the heat won't escape. Ve'eno chashuv kisacho shel tanur. We don't view that whole area, then the wall of the tanur is very thick. So if you have this vent, so realize the vent itself has a certain thickness to it. So you could even place something on in that hole. like the wool of, like, if you make a hole in a wall made out of a large stone, so you could place things actually in that wall. So the same thing here. The question is, what status does this have? So Hasheret Shenimsa Ba'ayin Shel Tanur. There's a dead sheretz in this hole, in this vent of a tanur made of cheretz. Ba'ayin Shel Kira, or it's in the vent of the hole of a kira. Ba'ayin Shel Kupach, the kupach, which is somewhere between the kira and the tanur, were both used for cooking and for baking. Min hasafa hapini mismalachotzis, the sheret, dead sheretz, is on the inner edge of that hole and outward. So the sheretz is not in the airspace of the oven, but it's just on the, sitting on the wool, the thickness of that wool itself, and Torah. Then the oven and the stove is Torah, because the sheretz is not in the airspace. It's not touching the inside, so there's nothing to worry about. Obviously, that does not have the status of the tanur itself. That's what the Baruch Tanur said. He said, "Ve'eno chashuv kisochol shal tanur." That's not considered, that thickness of the wall itself is not considered the inside of the tanur. So it doesn't matter that there's a sheret sitting in that little vent area, because that's not the inside of the tanur. That the thickness of the wall doesn't have the status of the inside of the tanur. But if, let's say, the tanur was ba'avir. What's ba'avir? So this is not referring to the sheretz being the avir. This is referring to, says the Baruch Tanur, b'makom legula, shelo haya tachas ha'oel. Here you have your tanur is not in a house. There's no roof. It's not under a roof. It's in the outer airspace. So afilu kizayis min hameis tahor. Then even if there's a kizayis min hameis, not a sheretz, in this vent, in this hole, so the tanur or the kira are going to stay tahor, because since the kizayis min hameis is not in the airspace, and it's not in the inside touching at all, and it's not under the same roof either, because you're not under roofs. There's nothing to worry about. So then so the tanur remains tahor as well. So afilu kizayis min hameis tahor. You don't have to worry about it. Yesham poseach tefach. But let's say there's an opening, a tefach by a tefach, in that hole itself. So you're able to fit inside. This vent is large enough that if there was space to place something that's a tefach by a tefach, then hakol tamei. Then everything's tamei. The oven and what is going to be tamei because of the kizayis min hameis. And this would be true even though the oven is not under a roof at all, because we now assume that this kizayis min hameis fills up this ohel, so to speak, the tefach by a tefach space that's in this hole with tumah, and therefore the tumah is able to spread to the inside of the oven and makes everything becomes tamei. Says the Baruch Tanur, "Vim yesh ba'boseach tefach." What does that mean? She'ove sfas ha'ayin hachitzona boletes u'ma'aheles al kizayis min hameis b'tefach al tefach. So it's not enough that it's a tefach in height. It means that the wool is thick enough that it has a width of a tefach and high enough that it has a height of a tefach. So you could take a square, the size of a tefach by a tefach square, and actually place it in that vent, in that hole. So then that's like basically an ohel. Then everything is tamei. Says Baruch Tanur ha'ayin, that obviously that opening itself, the vent, ve'hatanur, she'tefach al tefach ohel, maybe it's ha'tomei. If a tefach by tefach ohel, that obviously can bring in tumah. And if you'll ask, but how is there tumah going inside? For the tumah of a mace to enter the tanur, it would have to be covered. You need a roof of a tefach. So the answer is, if you think about the tanur is on an angle, Chazon Ish explains it's on an angle. So therefore, since it's on an angle, you actually have a roof of a tefach of the tanur itself that's leaning on top, that slants inward, that we considered the roof, that's a tefach of a width of the roof, that would bring in the tumah to the inside of the tanur, even though the kizayis min hameis is sitting in the vent itself.